This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Dr. Ken Croswell. He is reporting for the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. New thinking about our beautiful spiral galaxy, the Milky Way. Yes, it's true, we're headed to Andromeda, which is also a beautiful galaxy. We're going to merge, but right now, the revelations about our galaxy include our place in it, the sun. We're going around, it's going to take 230 million years. But in the meantime, we're part of a local arm, which is constantly being upgraded. Ken, how is it that they now know the local arm extends, what did you report, 26,000 light years? How did this discovery get made, and what does it mean?
Well, it's a good deal longer than a lot of people had thought. 26,000 light years is approximately the same distance between the sun and the galactic center, okay? So it's a substantial distance, and it could be longer than that. You know, 26,000 is really just the minimum. In terms of how we learned that, it was these maser parallaxes that established that certain stellar nurseries, certain young stars that had been thought to be in the Perseus arm, which is the next arm outward, actually were closer and were part of the local arm instead. And these new observations from the Gaia spacecraft confirmed that. So we've got two different indications, both from the radio observations and the optical observations, that the local arm is quite a bit longer and more vigorous than had been thought. And in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which, you know, you'll see a very beautiful map that the journal commissioned, and it's based on brand new data. And every dot you see is a real star and with an accurate position. So there's no artist conception involved. It's a very beautiful map, okay? But everything you see is real. I mean, this is our best guess as to what the Milky Way galaxy looks like.
And the bunching, we've talked about this, the bunching of stars. Did we know that was happening, that it wasn't uniform distribution, but the sun looks to be at the center of a bullseye because it's drawn larger. But we have a bunching to 3 o'clock and we have a bunching to 9 o'clock. What does that mean?
Stars form in groups, okay? And in particular, massive stars generally belong to what are called OB associations. So the bunching to 3 o'clock on that map, those are OB associations in the constellation Cygnus, okay? And on the other side, toward 9 o'clock, you have the Vela, another constellation. So it's perfectly natural. We see this in other galaxies, too. These massive stars tend to form in bunches, and you see this on this map as well. So perfectly expected of a spiral arm, that you're going to, you know, certain parts of the spiral arm are going to be more vigorous at any one time than other parts of the spiral arm. And, you know, if you came back in 50 million years, you might find parts of the spiral arm that are not lit up today with young stars might be. And conversely, that the parts in Cygnus that right now are making lots of new stars, those parts may have gone somewhat dark. So that's just the nature of the spiral arm.
The spiral arm itself, it's a nursery. There's lots of a star burst. Was our sun born like the ones we're observing around us being born? Is that our best guess as to where we come from?
Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure that the sun was born in a spiral arm. And there's some evidence, indeed, that we were born in a fairly decent-sized star cluster. Not all astronomers agree with that, but there is some evidence that we were born in something like the Orion Nebula. And the Orion Nebula, of course, is part of the local arm. So I would say probably 95% chance, yes, we were born in a spiral arm. This is where most stars are born, in the Milky Way galaxy.
The astronomers you talked to for this article have great expectation for more data and more exacting data. What are they looking for, Ken?
Two things. First, we are a little bit limited right now in the radio observations because we can't see the southern part of the sky terribly well. And so right now there's kind of a blind spot on that map. You'll see the triangles, which mark the masers, are distributed from about, you know, 6-7 o'clock counterclockwise up to about 10 o'clock.
Right.
Okay. And there's not anything in like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you know, that area we need to map out better with the radio observation. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is the Gaia spacecraft is still obtaining new data. Now, this is the optical spacecraft that is measuring distances based on visible light of these young stars. And right now we've only got, we don't even have 3 years worth of data from that spacecraft yet, but it's total, the total amount of data that it's going to take is going to be over a period of 10 years, all right? So we have only, we don't even have a third of the data from the Gaia spacecraft. And that spacecraft is just incredibly precise and exquisite, even based on just the 3 years of data we've got. I mean, imagine how much better the positions of these stars will be when we've got 3 times more data. And we'll be getting velocities on the stars as well, and that'll be helpful to figure these things out. So, you know, 10 years from now, we're going to have an even better look at what our galaxy truly looks like. But right now, that map that appears in my article in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences is the best we've got of the Milky Way.
The joy of astronomy, as guided by Ken Croswell, is to remind all of us what humility means. Inner workings. Astronomers are redrawing our corner of the Milky Way in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Our sun, our arm, our galaxy. The best. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.